off and sit on the field for them also. And this town's got to be happy to have a team represent them also. Once again, the final score, 45-6. You are listening to AM 1340 WLEW. Vikings coming away with a win over the Caseville Eagles. Last game of the regular season in week 9.
Have a great afternoon, everyone. Thanks for coming.
And Mike Coffin, you play that one last commercial for us, and we'll get ready to wrap things up. We're listening to AM 1340.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
Hey, Grandpa. This combine is nice, but why are we harvesting the neighbor's field?
Well, Tyler, our neighbor retired from farming a couple of years ago, and with the help from our local Thumb National Bank, we now own and work this land.
Did Thumb National Bank help you buy this new combine too?
Let's put it this way. When you're in a huge business like farming, you can't do it all by yourself. You need a financial partner who not only knows you, you need one that knows the business of farming and how we operate. The lenders at Thumb National helped my dad for all the years he farmed. They work with me, and they probably will be your financial partner someday if you decide to take over.
Thumb National Bank. I always remember that.
Now and into your future, your agricultural partner for generations, Thumb National Bank and Trust Company, with locations in Pigeon, Caseville, Cass City, and two locations in Bay City, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
You want to be where everybody knows your name.
Welcome back to AM 1340 WLEW. I'm Eddie Ferry, along with Mike Smith back in Fair Grove, winning over Caseville Eagles 45-6. Last game of the regular season of the 2012 year. 0-9 as the Caseville Eagles will finish the year, but you got to be proud of how they stuck with it and have a team for their first year back in high school football and for eight-man football for the first time since 1991.
Yes, sir, 91.
So, congrats. The Caseville Eagles, they kept the team together. They were able to field the team. They'll be back next year. Akron Fair Grove Vikings, congratulations to them. They're 7-2. They will head in to the playoffs from next week. Be sure to tune in to WLW Radio FM 102.1 for our special Sunday selection show after your 5:30 news, about 5:40 p.m. approximately. Also on that station, 102.1 FM, get ready for college football, a big game. Michigan taking on the flagship college football game on WLW Radio, which is, we carry the Michigan State games. Mikey, what's your pick in that game?
That's a tough call again. I guess I'm going to pick the home team. When it's so close to college, yeah. The home team.
And who's that?
Michigan.
Okay. There's your pick.
There's my pick.
I got to see the Wolverines. That offense is tough. And I don't know. We'll see what Michigan State can pull off. Tune in to WLW Radio 102.1 for all the live game action. The broadcast of this game is a copyrighted presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. All rights reserved. Reproduction or redistribution of this program in any manner, including reproduction or distribution on the Internet without the express written consent of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated, is strictly prohibited. Also, cellular phone services for this broadcast is provided by Thumb Cellular.
We want to thank our sponsors for today's game also. Thumb Cellular, Nice Insurance Agency, Wavy Badax, McDonald Food and Family Center, Hot Creator and Air Conditioning at the East End of Badax, Signature Bank, throughout the Thumb area, Mill Motor Sales at Carroll, Royal Shoreline, Cedar Wing, Caseville Public Schools, and Thumb National Bank. Thanks to all the sponsors for getting the final score at the third goal to beat the Caseville Eagles, 45-6. You are listening to AM 1340 WLEW. We wrap up our broadcast. We send things back to the studios of Mike Kaufman. Thank you.
Keep your radio at work. Tune